Welcome, everyone, to another exciting episode of Are You Not Kentertained? This is episode 63, and today's date is July 26, 2017. My name is Carrie, and I'll be your host, as always. And as always, I'm joined by two guys who may or may not have kidnapped Fandango. Kent and Russ, how you guys doing tonight?
You know, I'm not going to lie. It feels great. I watched only one wrestling this week, and it was on Battleground. I haven't seen Raw or SmackDown. It's been a good week so far.
I had pizza tonight. Oh, and Russ, you'll appreciate this way more than Carrie will.
Okay.
But I changed one of my Xbox gamer tags to Poor Jim's Wings.
Wow.
Are you kidding? I love those wings.
Yeah, like, God, I miss those.
Yeah, that's a shame. Poor Jim's. Yeah. We hardly knew you.
They were tasty.
Or your wings. They were good.
So, for our first-time listeners, we recap and discuss the week in the WWE. We also have a few fun segments that we'd like to share with you as well. But first things first, we had a pay-per-view this weekend, guys. Battleground for the SmackDown brand. As always, listeners, you can hear Kent and Steve break down the matches on their pay-per-view podcast, and also...
That's kind of a lie. I mean, we didn't necessarily really talk too much about wrestling over the course of 2 hours. I mean, yes, we did talk about them, but whether we broke them down or broke our spirits, that's a whole other thing. I'm just saying.
Well, go ahead, listeners. Take a listen to it if you want to hear some tangents and some good wrestling talk about the matches that occurred. And as always, we also have our Battleground review blog. So that should be up soon. You'll be able to read that and hear everybody's opinions on the matches. Overall, guys, what did you think of Battleground? I thought it was a decent pay-per-view. I heard there was some backlash about the fact that no one could see during the Punjabi.
That's another pay-per-view.
I heard there was some concern of the fact that nobody in Philadelphia could actually see the Punjabi prison match.
That's not a complaint. That should be... they should be fine with that.
I think I'd see Great Khali in his chin. What more could the Philly fans really want?
All right, so overall, it was an okay pay-per-view. It wasn't earth-shattering, but it wasn't a disaster either. So nothing really jumped out at me like, holy crap, gotta see this match. The closest was the tag team match in the beginning. It was a good match, surprisingly good match, because I would have thought for sure Big E would be in it, and I love Big E, so I was a little upset that he was down with not in the match. But Kofi and Xavier really brought it, and I thought it was a good match. Other than that, nothing was terrible. Not even the women's match was terrible. So I guess that's just, you know, a step in the right direction, I guess.
How about you, Kent? Anything else you want to share that you didn't discuss in the review podcast?
Well, Steve claimed to be suffering from some PTSD. I didn't necessarily see it that way. I kind of liked the pay-per-view, and I would go so far as to say it's possibly my pay-per-view of the year. Which goes to show just how low-quality pay-per-views have really been this year, because if you think about it, try to think of a pay-per-view that had more medium-quality matches than this one. You ain't gonna find one. The only thing that was missing was a really standout match. As Russ said, the tag team match was really good. Back-to-back pay-per-views where the tag team match, of all things, was the best match on the card. Aside from that, the whole Natalya thing, it didn't catch me off guard. It caught me off guard around 5 o'clock when I looked on Raja and saw that she was updated to win via the odds. I was like, fuck, that made no sense, but neat. Carmella, pre-show, killed it. Really, really good job by her. And, I don't know. I had a theory about the Punjabi prison match, and it would have been awesome, but it wasn't the right guys in it. I hate the rules of it.
Yeah, can we talk about that real quick? The rules, they're stupid as hell. Like, okay, you get the doors and you can have it open for 60 seconds. Okay, first of all, there's a lot of big problems with that. I would let my opponent go out the first door. The second he starts going for that door, I'm going to run to the other side, start climbing the first Punjabi thing, jump over to the next one because it's clearly easily jumpable because Randy proved that, and then walk out. You're done. And your guy's still starting to climb the second tower as you're already going. What the hell? They're stupidest rules in the world.
I would have really enjoyed them both escaping from the third door, and then, like, Orton's, like, raise the fourth door, and then just beat the shit out of Jinder and throw him back in, like, with 3 seconds to go.
There you go.
And, like, flip him off. Like, that's something Austin would have done 20 years ago. It would have been cool. Like, Randy could have potentially pulled that off.
Yeah.
Because he's kind of a dick, you know? Yeah. I would have liked to have seen that, but they have, as Russ pointed out, those walls are so close together. I mean, it's not like Randy's a super tall dude. He's, what, 6'4"?
Yeah, 6'3", 6'4", yeah.
I felt I could have done that if I would have had the wind to get up and you know, not die.
He barely
but I feel
had
I could
to jump, too. I mean, it was like kind of like a hop.
Right. And also props to whichever Singh brother took that fall, a la Shane McMahon, except there was no freaking mattress.
Yes, that was good. Like, I wish I was paying attention to it. I looked down, because I was playing Zelda. I looked down to start playing Zelda, because I was a little bored. And Breath of the Wild.
That was more important than anything else we got to say.
Okay.
Go on.
And all of a sudden, I just heard the crunch. And so I looked up, I was like, damn, I missed it. They showed it again, obviously. But holy crap, like, I heard the crunch. It sounded devastating. It sounded devastating. So,
can we make fun of something else, though? Because I feel Punjabi Prison got the talk of the night. But really, what should have been the talk of the night is how dumb the flag match is. Now, you could grab the pedestal, throw it as far as you can, and, like, your opponent's stuck, like, running over to get the pedestal, put it back on his platform, or just break the flagpole. And then they also are screwed. Like, there is no logic in the rules to that match. Like, as bad as Punjabi Prison is, flag matches are just as equally stupid.
Here's the difference. Well, okay, because I defended the flag match. It wasn't terrible.
Are you proud to be American?
No. No. I'll tell you why I defended it. Flag matches are inherently stupid. There's no rhyme or reason for them to ever exist. So if you're going in there thinking, okay, I'm going to get a five-star match out of this, or in our terms, a nine-deuce out of this match, then you're crazy. So I went in going, okay, where am I going to get the stupid laughs? And I got some stupid, stupid laughs. Watching Rusev, when he's about to plant his flag, climb up those four steps like he is... like he's climbing Everest was the funniest thing I have ever seen in my life. Rusev do. It's just like he was like staggering, holding on to the flag, climbing up the next. And I'm like, come on. And I was like, okay, hilarious. The other funny.
But Russ, I have a question.
Sure.
You say no way could have a good match. If Chris Benoit and Kurt Angle had a Canada versus America flag match, or Masato Tanaka and Mike Awesome had a flag match, could it have hit the nine deuce mark?
I don't know about hitting the nine deuce mark. It's just, here's my problem with it. The ending part, putting it into the pole. There's so many things. Like, okay, when Rusev was about to plant it, and John Cena put his hand up like this to stop him. I don't know. I'm not a physics teacher, but I'm pretty sure the downward motion was way more than Cena could stop with his one hand. And then he put both hands up, and he's like, and he's holding it, you know, doing that whole struggling thing like, that was the other laugh I got out of it.
Wait, Russ, you're a teacher. You should know a physics teacher. Show them the clip, get their take on it, and report back to us next week on this.
It won't be until school year starts.
What, you're not friends with this person?
Not a physics teacher, no.
Isn't Twan smart in something?
In science, I don't know about physics.
Well, science is physics. I mean,
physics is science, yes.
Damn it, I'm going to ask Twan about this.
We should.
I'm going to actually text him right now. Oh, he's not going to get it. He's playing ESO. God damn it. I'm still texting him.
It was... oh my God, it was just so... like, I knew it was going to be dumb. So I went in thinking that was dumb. Punjabi match, I honestly thought, okay, maybe it has a chance. No. So, that's that. What about you, Carrie? What did you think of the flag match?
I did not actually watch it, but I read the recap the next day. It was a predictable ending, so I basically feel I missed nothing of value.
No. Well, there were a few good moments in it. I'm not going to lie. Like when Rusev went through the table, I thought that was good. That was cool. But other than that, yeah, you missed a lot of jokingness. The other thing I wanted to talk about real quick in this pay-per-view before we move on, what'd you guys think of KO versus AJ? Because I watched it, and, okay, I had really high expectations because it's AJ and KO, and they didn't meet it, so it wasn't a good match for me, but it wasn't a bad match. So what'd you guys think?
I thought it was decent. Again, this is basically after I went to sleep Sunday night, so I didn't get to see it live, but I read the recap, I watched the videos and stuff, and my whole thing is it really looked almost sloppy for a KO AJ Styles match. You'd expect that a match with those two would not be sloppy. Would you get that too?
It was a little sloppy in the beginning. I thought it crisped up towards the end, but yeah, it was. They were missing some things in the beginning. The other thing is the ending. What the heck? Did anybody watch? Okay, I know Kent and I didn't watch SmackDown. Carrie, you watched SmackDown?
Yes, I did.
Do they talk about this ending at all? Because the ending was utter. You don't have to. That was one of my questions for the game if we're going to play it with SmackDown. So you don't have to answer the question now. Just say I'll answer it later. But do they talk about that ending at all? Because that ending was absolutely dumb and awful. Like, did anybody else see it? It's like, it was a slow count three. There was no cheating on KO's part. And AJ didn't even look to jump out of it. Like, he wasn't hurt. He was in the, all he did was get reversed into the pin. And it was a slow one, two, three. And AJ sat there like this, like, is the ref going to count? Ref going to count? And then all of a sudden the bell rings and AJ is sitting there like, and that was it. Did they explain anything of that on SmackDown?
They did not. It did not even come up. It just, yeah.
So that was that a botched ending then?
Oh, yeah. Even the internet said that was a botched ending.
Okay, because I was so confused by that ending. And I think that really killed the match for me. So that really just, for me, ended it right there. I was just so like, what the heck happened? That brought the match even worse, and I think that made it even worse, because just watching it. Now, did you see it, the ending at all, or no, you just read the...
I just read about it.
You just read about it? All right. Yeah, I wish you'd seen it. And I wish Kent were here to tell us about it, too.
Well, while we wait for Kent. So, Natalia's number one contender. Was yeah, this a surprise? I really thought this was... I thought we were getting Charlotte.
Hey, Kent's back. All right. Can we jump back to the Charlotte? Can we jump back to the women's in 2 seconds?
Yeah, let's go ahead and get Kent's take on the ending of the AJ Styles KO match.
Sloppy as hell. Made no sense. The best part was KO throwing him into the ref, because that looked good. But you're thinking that's going to play into the ending, right? No, it doesn't play in. AJ is held down for about a 7 count. He gets pinned, even though you're expecting him to kick out. And then he pops up. No sells everything, and I don't understand that for a second. Yeah. I expect more from these guys, and they did not deliver. It was the most underwhelming match of the night.
Yes, underwhelming. And it wasn't bad, it was just underwhelming. But that's what I don't understand. Like, the ending, like, it was a slow count, and AJ just sat there, and I'm like, what? Why isn't he kicking? Like, that was an obvious I should kick out. I think, it would have been good if they called it on SmackDown and AJ could have just said, I didn't know where the ref was, because that was the only thing that could have been an advantage to him. He didn't know where the ref was and he couldn't hear the ref counting. They could have easily explained that away. And that's it. Oops, my bad. I didn't see the ref and I couldn't hear him. I screwed up. I want my title shot back. Perfect. Boom. Done. So, yeah, that was really sloppy on their part.
Yeah, so Let's go ahead and talk about Natalya being number one contender and just the shock value of that. Kent, what was your thoughts of that?
I didn't see any shocker in that match. Maybe I missed that move. Maybe Lana provided the shocker. That could be what surprised Becky. We will never really know. Maybe the cameraman did not catch that. The cameraman did catch a lot of Lana's ass. That was good. The cameraman did God's work during that match. As far as Natalya goes, it's Summerfest, right? I mean, it's the second biggest fest of the year, right? And you kind of expect like a big match. I'm not sure if Natalya versus Naomi really fits the bill. And I'm wondering if Natalya's been around for a long time. At what point does she possibly call the career to stay at home with Tyson? I thought that was a slam dunk for Charlotte to win. She didn't win. Natalya did.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, it's a great thing. But, I mean, I don't know. It just seemed weird. I kind of am looking forward to the match, but it really caught me off guard. My thoughts.
Russ?
Well, I'll say this. In when we talked about throwaway people in the pay-per-view on our blog last week, I said Natalya and Tamina were the throwaways. And I said that I would not watch wrestling this week if that one of them wins. Because I thought, and I'll be honest with you, I wasn't doing it to be, yes, I'm going to, you know, get out of this. I honestly thought neither of those had a chance to win. And then Natalya won. And I'm like, oh, good. But I don't have to watch wrestling. Now, I didn't have to watch wrestling anyways. But still, it was, you know, just shocking that she won. And I guess it's good. I guess it kind of makes sense. Do you really want them to... Do they really want Charlotte to... do they really want Charlotte to win here? Because if Charlotte gets the first number one contender, she's probably going to win it, right? Didn't Naomi just get the glow belt? Don't they want to let that push around a little bit more, a couple more months before they give it to Charlotte?
You would think. Also, with Natalya being number one contender, we can almost guarantee ourselves a Carmella cash-in.
Not necessarily.
If Natalya wins.
Are we also stuck with many more Tupac references? Because I could do without the whole cat thing. I'm just throwing that out there. I'm already gearing myself up for next week's punishment, so I'm getting what I can out of me right now because I got 5 days and counting, and that shit's not happening.
That's true. I don't think it's happening. You got to have a miracle happen this weekend, my friend.
Come on, drugs.
All right, guys. So let's before we move on, any last-minute words about Battleground?
Breeze Dango was completely underwhelming, but I could tell it was Connor by the shape of his man breast in the shadow. I just wanted to say that. So I'm glad to see the Ascension. Really underwhelmed. I thought we'd get some clear-cut direction. Instead, they're just elongating the obvious. Please, Summerfest, Big Cass, Connor, wet t-shirt contest, please.
It's over, right. That's my win right there for me.
All right. So, guys, let's move on to Raw and SmackDown and discuss those. Actually, we're going to play a little game, listeners, in a few minutes because neither Kent nor Russ watched either show this week. So we're going to ask Carrie, did this happen on Raw or SmackDown this week? But before we do that, it's time to do that great segment of Kent's Moment of Bliss. Kent, what do you got for us this week?
Well, my Moment of Bliss came earlier today. I had my first Greasy Pete's Pizza in about 2 months, and I watched Maximum Overdrive. And it takes place like at a truck stop, and we get to see inside the mechanic's place. And this is shot like in 86. And they have all these penthouse or Playboy centerfolds on the wall, and it's so much 80s bush. It's terrifying. But the pizza was so good, and the movie so cheesy, and the pizza was so cheesy. And that was my moment of bliss this week. It was good. Great.
And not having to watch wrestling.
Oh, Game of Thrones was great this fucking week. So,
oh, so yes, good.
I mean, I feel that's everybody's moment of bliss, but yeah. I mean, Euron, there's another fucking moment of fucking Greyjoy and bliss here.
Wow. You know, it's funny too. Who watched the pay-per-view before Game of Thrones, honestly? Nobody. Carrie didn't even watch the pay-per-view, probably.
Wait, I watched the first hour, and when the women's match was about to start, I switched over because there was only a few minutes to go.
Okay, all right. Yeah, but that you switched over to the smart choice. Yeah, I didn't even bother. I was like, oh, I'll just wait till after. And I'm glad I did. Because that was good. And that would have been spoiled. There's no stopping. You literally have to stay off the internet if you don't want Game of Thrones spoiled. So I was like, I'm watching it.
Also, another high point was I did a podcast with Chris Theophilus and Raylene Monday after my Steve podcast about Game of Thrones. Mid-podcast, I did what I normally do, and I said, fuck you, fans. At the end of it, Chris says, my mom's really looking forward to listening to this podcast, so I'm feeling really good and positive about that as well.
Good thing Chris is 36 years old. I don't think his mom really minds about swearing so much. So,
all right. So, now that we've been calm...
Sidetracked.
And, you know, centered and brought to Zen by Kent's moment of bliss. Let's go ahead and play this game, guys. So basically the rules, listeners, are the following. Kent and Russ are going to take turns. They're going to ask me a scenario or a question of whether or not the following question or scenario happened on Raw this week. Reason being, I went to Raw on Monday night and...
Live.
Yes, I watched it live in Washington, D.C. because I live roughly 45 minutes, not even 45 minutes outside D.C. Basically 45-minute metro ride. But anyway, so I went, endured the three-hour-long show, so Russ and Kent did not have to watch. All right, guys. Let's get started.
Russ, do you want to be Brad Max and I'll be Big E? You know, you go first?
I go first. All right. Now, real quick question, just to clarify. Can we ask about dark matches, like things that didn't happen, obviously, on television?
Dark matches, who were on the main event matches, because they taped main event before Raw.
They did the main event. Oh,
yeah, the show main event.
Gotcha. I was about to say, they did the main event before Raw? That seems impossible. All right. Okay, my first one is going to be this. Let's start with the women's. They had a number one contenders match this week. I'm going to go with Bayley. Did Bayley win?
Bayley did win.
Yeah, all right. I was wondering about that because I thought for sure it was going to be Sasha, but I'm thinking, no, they're going to make Bayley win. And this is going to be really bad. Okay, go on.
So basically, Bayley won in what was a really decent women's match. Both women, ladies... I like watching those two wrestle. They do put on a good show. Alexa Bliss was on commentary. Eric and I kept saying, I wonder what she's saying because it's got to be better than whatever the commentating team's saying. So we really wanted to know what Alexa was saying.
Now, and Kent, you can chime in too. Now, I don't know why they made Bayley win. We've already seen Bayley and Alexa, and they really fucking screwed it up the first time. That's why I thought for sure, you know, Sasha would win it. But then I'm like, no, you know what? It's WWE. They're going to screw us in the ass, and they're going to give us Bayley again. What do you guys think? Like, another Bayley-Alexa match. What do you think is going to happen? Kent?
I guess I just want to follow up. Was there any sighting of Nia Jax the whole evening?
Not during that match.
Ah!
Okay, we'll compound on that next, Kent. Let's come back to that next. I want to know your thoughts
on this page.
Yes.
Okay. Well, now that we know Nia was involved later on or earlier in the evening,
it will help us, right?
Most likely without Emma being involved in the least bit.
That was the other question I wanted to ask about the women. You
don't get to ask about Emma, okay? That's my territory here. Yeah, Bayley versus Alexa. Unless they give me a gimmick that doesn't involve like some hardcore stuff, because I don't know. Paige, my God, I have Paige on the fucking brain. Bayley does.
You truly are the Xavier Woods of this.
I don't know. I feel like Bayley's lost a step past year and a half in the ring. It doesn't look as sharp as she did in NXT. So I'm not looking forward to the match, if that's your question.
Nope. I'd rather watch Sasha. I honestly think I'd rather watch Sasha versus Alexa.
Yeah, me too. They match up better because their size.
Yeah.
I still think we're getting the four-way.
I don't know. I guess we should have asked that a little bit more clearly, but it seems like Bayley won. I thought for sure there might be a DQ, too. That was the other thing I thought, DQ.
Dairy Queen?
Yep. Love me some Dairy Queen.
Fair enough.
All right, Kent.
So my question is, did we see Emma at all on Raw? Because I'm going to guess no.
Emma had two segments on Raw this week. She had a backstage segment where she basically demanded Kurt Angle give her a match, which she received two segments later against
Nia Jax. Yeah, I saw that coming.
Did Nia bring out her shovel?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Hardcore shovel? Was it even bother?
I think she borrowed Triple H's.
So,
Emma's on her way back to Australia very soon, it sounds like.
So, basically what happened is Emma had something very important to talk to Dana about, which I'm assuming is kill Dana, because we haven't seen Dana. Was Dana on the show at all?
She was not.
Okay, so I think this is what happened. Emma killed Dana, that important talk she had to have back at whatever the hell that was. What pay-per-view was it?
Great Balls of Fire, Ross.
Great Balls of Fire. How did I forget
ever
that?
Historic goddamn pay-per-view.
So she killed her. And now that Kurt Angle knows that she killed her, so now they're burying Emma, figuratively.
But wait, I have more on this. Emma then went, talked to Zach, and asked her for help. He said, woo, 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 I cannot, but I have a guy that can help. Randy Orton is on his way over to Dana Brooke's house to burn it down anytime
now. Yes. That'll be good, yes. He needs to do that. He needs to step his game up.
I mean, he has nothing else going on right now. He's still in the Punjabi prison, as far as I know.
Exactly, he is. Man, okay, my question. All right, dark match. I want to say the Miztourage had a dark match. Did they have a dark match?
They did not.
Wow, really?
They were actually in the main event.
What?
The fuck?
I thought for sure dark match. Wow, okay. Because I thought maybe they were just going to do a segment with the Miz. Okay. Oh, that's right. No, I should have known that. They were having that match. It was a 3-on-2 handicap.
Oh yeah.
I forgot about that.
I'm not.
Wow, that was main event though. Okay, I'm shocked. It was main event.
And you want to just follow up, because I have no further questions about that particular segment. Was as bad as it is in my head.
At that point it was 10:40. The crowd was dead. The match was pretty much just as about as dead. It was decent. Nothing to write home about. Yeah.
Okay. Well, now let's add on to this. I'm going to say that Dean and Seth Rollins somehow pulled the win off.
Oh, no. I'm willing to bet there was a bump and they got the loss to create more friction.
Actually, Dean and Seth won.
Because WWE hates us. That's why.
And hugged it out at the end. Then Dean pushed Seth away, walks up the ramp. Seth holds out the fist like, you know, what they did in the Shield days. And Dean kept on walking. And that's, I think, how Raw probably went off the air.
What, like, okay, Dean and Seth winning was probably the worst choice they could have done. I like Kent's idea. Once Kent said it, I was like, ooh, I hope that happened. And no.
Remember a year ago when Seth Rollins was main eventing Summerfest against Finn Balor and he was like a champion or something? You remember that,
yeah.
Russ?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, I know. How the mighty have fallen so, in every aspect.
That leads to my next question. We finally got some physical interaction between Finn Balor and Bray Wyatt. For the love of God, please tell me I'm right.
Okay, so he had a no DQ match with Elias Samson.
Yes, I remember that. They mentioned that.
The ending of said match, and I will talk about that match in a second, because it really bothered the people that were sitting near me, my husband included. The lights went out at the end, Bray Wyatt came out, Sister Abigail, Finn Balor, and Elias covered up Finn for the win.
Why would anybody be mad about that? That's great. It protects Elias.
Where's the anger coming from, Carrie?
They weren't mad about the ending. For a no DQ match, usually when you have a no DQ match, you have weapons used. You have chairs. You have kendo sticks.
Oh, so it was just a standard match?
Oh, it was a standard match with a couple chair shots. That was what was bothering the people sitting next to me.
I could see that a little bit, I guess.
You really shouldn't have too violent of a match leading up to Summerfest, though. I think playing the safe route, especially with somebody who may be a little fragile-y, like Finn Balor, maybe you don't take the route of using a bunch of chairs and
breaking
weapons.
His shoulder after. Yeah,
yeah, I mean, maybe you don't do a powerbomb into a turnbuckle on a legend. Oh, wait, that was Seth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Finn's not a legend. Let's not go that far.
In Carrie's mind, he is.
It's true.
It's damn true.
Oh, speaking of damn true. Okay. I'm going to put my Mr. Cleo hat on here. I'm going to say there was a segment between Jordan and Kurt. I'm going to say Jordan had a match and won it. And I'm going to say it's against it was probably against a jobber, local jobber.
All right. Now, first of all, I don't think it's going to be a local jobber. And second of all, I think Jason Jordan asked his papa for the match. I'll even go so far as to predict the person that he went against.
All right, who?
They want to make him look good. I'm going to say Cesaro.
No, he's not a jobber.
I never made the prediction of jobber, Russ.
That's true. Good point. All right.
All right. So we had the interview segment that they did post-Raw last week with Renee Young, where those two talked. They recapped that. Then Renee did an interview with Kurt Angle about Jason Jordan. And then later in the show, right before Jason Jordan's match, she did an interview with him, and they basically him and Kurt both said, "Oh, Kurt said, "Oh, he probably has butterflies in his stomach." And Jason's like, "I have butterflies in my stomach." And Renee goes, "Yeah, your dad pretty much said the same thing." It was really cute and really bleh, all at the same time. But with that being said, Jason Jordan had a match. It was right before the main event, and he wrestled Kurt Hawkins.
I was right with jobber. I wasn't right with local.
I was right with the starting letter of C. So suck it.
Was it a squash match, though, like we thought?
It was, yeah. It didn't go on that long.
Okay.
All right. Let's get on to something interesting. I feel there had to be some kind of tag team division movement going on. And we haven't seen the Bar in a week or two. And I don't know if that's intentional, and I feel like they're trying to build up the revival. So my prediction is, did the Bar have a match and not the revival?
The Bar did not have a match. They were shown backstage watching the revival and Gallows and Anderson in a match with a Hardy run-in.
Wait. So they had heel versus heel?
Yep.
Did they go hard?
They went hard. They cut a promo. Gallows and Anderson came out, kind of insulted him, almost in a face-like way. And then they had a match. The Hardys ran in.
That sounds like a triple threat match to me in tag team there.
No, that's a four-way dance, my friend.
Well, for the titles, yes, it would be 4-4.
Was anybody called nerds?
Yes, they were. Yes. Nerds were called. I also have photos of the revival coming out for you guys.
Nice.
Well, I just went a little
hard. Yes, yes.
I also have photos of Seth coming out for you, Russ.
I'm so
elated.
Kingslayer-ish.
Fantasy? Wait. Yeah. Oh, you didn't get a chance to get any Alexa Bliss photos then from any kind of good distance, did you? Oh.
No.
I feel like
those
I got
the
fantastic.
Shaft. You're not Paige. You're Xavier, remember?
All right, speaking of Paige, it's your turn, Brad.
Yes, okay. All right, let's go on to... Should we just do the tags?
I mean, we have the obvious thing, but I assume we're saving the obvious to the end?
You're talking about Roman, Seth, and... Yeah.
Seth is no longer involved in anything that's important, Russ. Sorry to break it to you.
Sorry, Roman and Samoa Joe and Braun. Yeah, I thought we were waiting for the end on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to say... Did Corey Graves have another segment that was beyond being a ring announcer? He went and did something again. Things like that.
No, there were no backstage segments with Corey Graves this week. Okay. He sat in that chair at the announcer's desk all night.
Okay.
How I know? I was watching him.
Okay.
All right, I got one. I'm going to say that Neville had a match against a black man. Am I right?
No, you are not.
God damn it.
Okay.
So
Hold on. I wanted to jump on the cruiserweights before you tell us what happened to the cruiserweights. I'm going to say it was... what's his name? Who's the great British guy? The British guy. I can't think of his name.
With Gallagher?
Yeah, Gallagher. Thank you, Gallagher. I would say Gallagher had a match, and he fought against...
Don't say black guy, because they're all faces.
I know. So I was thinking of the Indian... Not the Indian, the Muslim guy that's healed.
Daivari?
Daivari.
Nope. Oh, there was okay. A backstage argument. Tozawa had his shoulder bandaged up. Titus tried to cancel his match. Tozawa pretty much said, no, I'm going out to the ring. I'm having my match against Daivari. He went out to the ring, and Neville came out and said something to him. And then Daivari came out, beat up on Tozawa, and then something happened. He also beat up on Neville as well.
Daivari did?
Yeah.
Good for him. That guy should
triple
be...
Triple threat match at Summerfest?
Yeah. I don't know. Daivari's really, really good. He doesn't get much props. Like, his feud with Gallagher was really good.
So that's why I was thinking Gallagher would be out against Daivari, because I thought Tozawa wouldn't fight.
Wait, so no black dudes in the cruiserweights? No
not
Rich?
On...
No Cedric?
Not on the main show.
Damn. Oh, not on the main show, but maybe the main event show.
So, main event.
More importantly, did Big Cass come out to his generic music and beat up somebody that we don't give a fuck about?
No, Big Cass came out, beat up on Enzo yet again, and beat up Big Show. To the where at one point during the segment, it looked like Cass was standing behind Enzo. It looked like he was going to break his neck in front of Big Show.
Okay, I have a question. Was Cass Hole a big chant at DC?
No.
Really?
Did anybody care about the segment in the least bit? Like, did anybody care?
They were cheering for Enzo. There's a lot of Enzo cheers.
Was Enzo funny?
Not at all. It was his usual... promo that we hear week after week of, you know, how angry he is at Big Cass.
So were you and Eric a cup of haters?
Yeah, well, I don't know about Eric, but I definitely was.
Fair enough.
Did you cheer on Big Cass?
No, I just
it seems like a lose-lose. You can't cheer on Enzo and you can't cheer on Cass.
And that was one of the many segments during the night where I was just indifferent. I was just like, oh, this is nice. I don't care. Next.
So basically, Russ, I think we have the main event and the story for the real main event left. So which do you want to tackle?
Let's do well, we talked about the main event.
Which
are you talking about main event?
Talking about the show main event, Russ.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I want to tackle, because I don't know anything about main event, so I don't care about it either.
Well, we know that there was cruiserweights.
That's true. All right, fine. Let's go with this. So I'm going to say Rich Swann had a match on main event.
Against Drew Gulak.
Yeah, all right. We'll team up on that one.
No and no.
God
it
damn.
Was...
Damn. Cedric?
Cedric Alexander
and Tony
versus
Nese.
Tony Nese.
Oh, man. Tony Nese. What a waste of talent.
All right. Well, Russ, you want to tackle the main storyline now?
All right. Let's do this. So there was a number one contendership match for Roman Reigns and Samoa Joe.
Wait.
Right?
There was a match? Why would there be another match?
Oh, no, you're right. Oh, shoot. That's right. The match was last week. Okay, so...
Screwing up the narrative here, Russ. There was a talking segment. There was no action involved.
There was definitely a talking segment. Okay, so there was a talking segment.
Braun may not have been finished with somebody.
Yes, Braun must have come out and said he's not finished with either men.
Samoa Joe and Braun had a stare down, I'm willing to bet here.
I'm going to say a stare down, but then a beat down. I don't think it ended in a stare down. I'm going to say beat down after the stare down. And Braun... Yeah, I'm going to say Braun stood tall at the end of this one.
Oh, come on. Braun's going to stand tall? No, yep, no, no. The Samoan stood tall.
Ah, all right. As long as it's not Roman who stood tall.
Samoan.
Oh, well, that's cheating. Give us the one Samoa you think.
I said Samoans, pluralized.
Oh, I don't think they're together on it.
Well, I don't know. Carrie's going to tell me if I'm wrong, which she's going to tell me I'm wrong.
You're all wrong, but the players are, yes, the players are involved. So here's the, I'm going to set the opening segment scene for all of you. Kurt Angle comes out, talks about the finish of the number one contenders match the night before, basically the week before, basically saying that, you know, Braun had other plans. Cue Braun coming out. Crowd went nuts.
Oh, yeah, that's what I want to know, the reaction.
Was he the most over guy of the night?
Oh, yeah, he was the most over guy of the night. He did some talking. He basically said he wanted to face Lesnar, which made Samoa Joe come out. He said he wanted to face Lesnar. There was a few things. Roman comes out. So basically you have...
How was the Roman chant?
Oh, he got so booed.
I want to know what that was like. Yeah.
What about Joe's reaction? How were the fans for that?
Not bad. Not okay. Bad. Nothing like the pop that Braun got, though. So basically, Kurt Angle made a fatal four-way for SummerSlam. It'll be Brock Lesnar versus Samoa Joe versus Roman Reigns versus Braun Strowman. And then... Basically, there was some, you know, Joe didn't want to accept that. He wanted the sole match with Brock Lesnar. Then Braun said he didn't care how many people was. He was just there to, you know, create bodies. To which Roman basically said, oh, will you shut up, drop the mic, hit Strowman. Basically started a brawl, which referees came out to break up. Strowman threw the referees out of the ring. Security came down. Braun Strowman basically darted one of them out of the ring halfway across to almost Virginia. I swear, this guy went far. Then the locker room came out, broke up the brawl, and it ended with... Actually, the segment ended with Strowman standing tall.
I got one out of a million things right.
You stay classy, Russ.
I know.
So we missed nothing. I don't feel like I missed anything. Do you?
I don't know. I kind of want to hear Braun's entrance, but other than that, yeah, I don't feel like... Was there any matches that we would go back and watch or should go back and watch?
No. Really, if you watch the opening segment, you saw really all that Raw had to offer.
Brilliant.
That's... What was the best match of the night for you? Main event or anything, doesn't matter.
The tag team match.
The tag team was decent. The women's match was decent. All the matches, the main matches, were decent. I mean, there was
nothing great, though.
Yeah, nothing really. Like, I would say, oh my god, I need to see that and watch it over and over and over again.
I can't think of a single match that I've ever said that about. Not one.
Live. Now being there live, was there anything,
CM Punk chance?
Oh, yes, the CM Punk chance. You gotta tell us about that.
Alright, so we're gonna segue right into the were you or were you not Kent Retain segment. And I'm
that you're gonna answer by yourself?
Yes, I'm going to do this by myself because I'm the one who watched Raw live this week, and I would like to discuss my high-level overview opinions of the crowd and the overall evening in general. So I got there, and there was a lot of wooing, as there always is for a DC crowd. They woo a lot. But then, few people down from me, some moron started a CM Punk chant. We booed him.
Good.
And then he tried to do it again. And we booed him again. And then there was the let's go Roman, Roman sucks chant. Basically, I messaged you guys and said, I am surrounded by marks. Please send help. I never got that help, by the way, guys.
Well, we didn't know where the match was exactly, so we didn't see. We weren't watching Raw. Could we see you guys on Raw? Or no?
No, we were up in club level. Not even... Okay. If you up in club level, like six rows up, I mean, there were really good seats. You could look.
You could see everything.
We looked down. We could see the ring. It was. You'll see from the photos I send you guys. There were some nice seats. But okay. Yeah.
Oh, go ahead.
Overall, just to answer the normal question, I was mildly entertained by the whole show.
Now, I ate a cookie.
I'll say this, Ken. I don't know about you because you don't always watch wrestling live, but I don't. I usually watch it on Monday night. I found myself, at least in one of those hours, kind of bored, thinking, man, I really want to watch wrestling. Well, how about you?
Yeah. Yeah. As much as we bitch about it, it's that thing that you kind of like, sort of look forward to and hopes that something wows you, even though you're going to be disappointed. But
yeah, I was bored.
I mean, I imagine, like, Raw's kind of like being impotent and going to a strip club, basically. But you still go every week. You're just like, maybe one of these weeks
maybe
something
week.
Go
maybe
pop up, you know? But no. CM Punk's chance, yeah. More of the same old, same old.
Yeah. All right, Kerry, what did they do after Raw went off the air?
They said goodnight and sent us all home happy. They don't really do dark matches after the tapings.
Don't they usually like do a little segment after the tapings, though?
Not this time, and I think that has a lot to do with the fact that public transportation closes down and the last train is at 11:45 each evening now. So yeah. They're like, well, we should probably get our fans home. So yeah, But overall... First and second hour, I mean, I was having a good time chanting, you know, hooting and hollering with everybody else. Or making fun of people who were, you know, marking out at the people that we would not mark out at.
The Hardy Boys.
Yes. Oh, dear God, their pop was, yeah. I mean, it was nice to see them, but they look old. Like,
they've looked really old for years. But I love Matt.
Jeff's drug years are catching up to him if you look at his face. They're really catching up.
Oh, yeah. But All I have to say is overall, that last hour is the one that got me. I felt exhausted. I felt like I was... I finished a marathon at that point. And I think that's what happens when you watch during the... When you just watch at home. By that last hour, you're done.
That's why I don't want to watch it live. I don't mind... I want to watch it on Monday nights, but I don't want to watch it live so I can fast-forward the crap.
You want to start around 9:30, and...
Yeah.
By the time that you're caught up, you're almost at the end of the show, and you feel fine about that.
Yeah. Because, in those commercials, you're bored even worse, and then you're like, oh, God, wrestling's still on. What the hell?
Yeah. I don't even remember what I watched Monday. I started watching a movie called The Void. That was terrible at the end. First hour, really good, though. It's on Netflix. I feel like I watched something else, but I don't know.
The first hour of Raw, I had nothing to watch, and I was really bored. And I was like, man, I wish I could watch Raw. And then I started watching Supergirl. So.
Well, guys, any more questions about Raw?
No.
All right, let's move on to SmackDown.
Okay, now we didn't watch SmackDown. I couldn't. It's my imposed thing. But we didn't watch SmackDown because we didn't want to get any Raw... what is it? Raw
reviews, because Raw is reviews. Recap.
Recap, that's it. The recaps, Raw recaps. So, we didn't watch SmackDown either. So, Carrie, you watched SmackDown, right?
I did. Well, part of it. But
she knows what happened.
Yes. She didn't have to not watch it. Okay, Kent, do you want to start this one off on this one?
Yes, I would love to. So... Did the Usos come out demanding a rematch against New Day? Possibly interrupting a celebration.
Yes. I would have to look at the recap because I actually didn't watch that segment. But the Usos did come out and ruin the New Day's celebration. Okay. But they probably have a rematch.
Ballin'.
Now, do you think they'll keep the belts on New Day until they get the record for SmackDown title? It's not going to be very long for it, so it's not like they're going to be more than, 4 months, maybe?
It depends on what you're going by, though, what standards are set, because if you go back to the previous brand extension, Lundrick held it for, a year. So is that the standard? And if so, hell no.
You're right. I don't know what they're going to do because the way they introduced the SmackDown titles, it made them like they were brand new. So, I don't know. That's good. I was wondering about that because I was like, oh man, what if they're going to play this out that they're going to get the tag team titles for the longest reigning?
I don't think they're
going to
defeat the Cracker Club. I think the Cracker Club has the record for a little while longer.
Okay. All right. Okay, that's it. I had any other questions about the... SmackDown Championship Kent, or anything?
No. Russ, go ahead. I have another question lined up.
Okay. My question is this. Did... who was I thinking of? Well, I already asked the question earlier, so I guess I don't have to ask that question. I'll ask it again. Hell, it went out. So AJ, did AJ come out and talk at all, or did he just have a match?
Russ, he didn't want none.
He didn't want none.
All right, let's talk opening segment, shall we?
Okay.
KO came out, gloated that he was the champ and blah, blah, blah. AJ came out and demanded a rematch.
Okay.
And?
He was denied.
No.
Gable?
And no.
Damn it.
And then... We had an unexpected return in the opening segment.
All right. Unexpected return.
Holy shit. Unexpected return. My nipples are a little hard. I mean, I'm very excited to hear about this. But,
yeah, are we going to try to guess who it was?
Yes, Russ. Let's take a guess.
All
right. I would love to hear your guesses so I can tell you if you're right or not.
Just a quick question. Is it somebody that we've seen in the past 5 years on WWE? Would you guess?
Yes. Oh, yes.
Well, shit. I'm still going to go with Shelton Benjamin, but I'm pretty sure he's been gone longer than that.
No.
Damn it. Russ, guess Mr. Anderson. I mean Kennedy. Kennedy!
Oh, man, I loved Kennedy. Jeez, I don't know. Sure, Kennedy. Mr. Kennedy! Kennedy.
All right, you're both going on the list. Chris Jericho came back last
week. Already? Wow.
Yep.
Huh.
Wearing a headband, by the way.
Was he a face or a heel?
Face, because he also said that he was owed a rematch for Kevin's United States title. Which cued Shane McMahon coming out, basically making a triple threat for the United States Championship for the main event that night.
Oh, it's for that night?
I wanted it for SummerFest.
Oh, that's a SummerSlam match.
Did the match deliver?
SummerFest.
I went to bed, but the match I heard was really good. And we have a new United States champion.
Of course we do. Why wouldn't we?
Way to prestige this belt, everybody. So I'm assuming
Jericho?
Chris Jericho?
No.
AJ got it back?
AJ got it back.
What is this Dolph versus Miz all over again?
That's stupid. But maybe KO wasn't supposed to win on Sunday night, way they fucked up that botch up.
That may be their way of correcting the botch.
Alright. My question, since I just mentioned him, did you see Dolph Ziggler at all? Was there a Ziggler sighting at all?
There were no Ziggler sightings last night.
Damn.
Well, he's going to be buried along with,
Emma?
What's his name there? Yeah, Emma. Okay, did we see Zach and Mojo? Did we see a little bit more of a tear in them to start their breakup?
We did not see them at all this week.
Of course. Why would we?
Sticking to tag teams, did we get anything furthering the story of Breezango? And was it actually entertaining unlike Sunday?
There was no Fashion Files, Fashion X Files, Fashion Vice this week.
I feel violated.
There was none.
So they basically killed Fandango, and we have no idea where he is.
Long live the Ascension. Which, by the way, I want to point out, because nobody's ever going to listen to the podcast with me and Steve, we noted, think about every NXT tag team that's come up. Alpha's been split up, right? Big Cass and Enzo. Hype Bros are about ready to get split up, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Ascension is the exception. The only tag team that came up from NXT that's still together. Oh, also the Vaudevillains. So, yeah.
Well, all the Vaudevillains aren't together anymore.
Right, everything split up except for the Ascension. So Revival's due.
Yeah, Revival's fucked, basically.
Russ, your question? Please ask about Aiden English.
I was going to say, did we get a rematch of Aiden English versus Ty from Battleground?
I don't believe so.
You don't
believe?
Did Aiden
English show up on the show at all?
No, I don't remember seeing him on there, even when I read the recap this morning on the ending of the show.
Because the creative forget that they're even on the roster until they need a kickoff match. Like, who else we got? Oh, Ty and Aiden!
Ty and Aiden!
Who won the last match? Ty? Okay, let's give it to Aiden. Okay.
That was a good match, by the way.
That was one of the best kickoff show matches we've ever had.
Ever seen, yeah. That was a good match. I was shocked how good it was. I was like, these two should be getting a chance. They can produce. And the rest of the match, great show wasn't that great, so...
Yeah. Huh. Well, we're all out of U.S. title and tag team title.
Oh, I stand corrected. Ty and Aiden did show
up
and teamed with Sami Zayn Ty teamed with Sami Zayn, Aiden English teamed with Mike Kanellis.
Teamed with Mike Kanellis. Well, okay, since Mike Kanellis is on that, I'm going to assume he lost, so Zayn and Tyler won. Or Tyler.
Correct.
Yeah, that was obvious.
So, interesting thing me and Steve learned. Sami Zayn was born in Syria.
That is an interesting thing.
I thought it was South Africa, but no, Syria.
I want to say I knew that. I didn't think it was Syria. I knew it was some Middle Eastern country, though.
Yeah, and then he moved to Canada. And he's trilingual.
Wow. Yeah. Good for Sammy.
Yeah. So, knowledge is power, people. Yeah. All right. I got to ask a question. Did Carmella get to be on the mic and brag and talk some smack to somebody?
This was my favorite backstage segment of the night. It started with Naomi getting interviewed by, I want to say Renee, or one of the other ones whose names always escape me because, you know, I don't.
Because we don't care.
Yeah.
Renee's the only one that matters.
Yeah.
Exactly. And apparently she's on both shows now. She's on Raw and SmackDown now. But anyway, so Natalia confronts Naomi, pan the camera over, and you have Carmella basically telling Naomi or Natalia to watch their back because, you know, she's got the briefcase. And she was wearing a free James Ellsworth t-shirt.
Yes.
That's awesome. Yes.
That's good. That's good stuff right there.
Speaking of Ellsworth, it was funny. Steve and I was talking about this. Like, you know, this is the saddest part of our moment right now. 6 months ago, we gave zero fucks about Ellsworth. Mm-hmm. And then he became Hogsworth on Talking Smack. And now, in this moment, he's the one character we miss on our screen more than anybody else. That's amazing.
That is pretty... They've done wonders with him. With such a little package, they've done so much.
I really want a free Ellsworth.
Not that
shirt.
Kind of package.
I'm not touching that with any pole.
I don't know how many other questions I have. Can I think of... no, we did New Day.
Well, Russ, we have clear-cut main event implications, probably with John Cena, probably something with Randy and Rusev. So, pick your poison here.
So I forgot. So, Jinder must have come out and celebrated. Did the Great Khali come with him, maybe?
Oh, absolutely. But did Cena interrupt, or did Randy... I'm going to say Randy never even showed up.
Yeah, Randy wasn't there at all. It was Cena interrupt.
Are we right?
So here's what happened. Jinder Mahal came out. No Singh Brothers, no Great Khali. He did, you know... Jinder cut a promo, interrupted by John Cena. John Cena tried to make a match for the title at SummerSlam. Daniel Bryan comes out and says, no, you don't make matches, I do. And he made John Cena versus Shinsuke Nakamura.
Next week?
Yes, for number one contendership.
Wow.
Baron is going to rape Shinsuke's bitch ass.
Yes.
Buff on Bray 82 style.
Okay, let's talk about Shinsuke. And okay, so he named Shinsuke. Did we hear anything from Baron this week?
No. Shinsuke and Baron had a rematch last night with Shinsuke winning.
Cleanly?
Yes.
Did you actually watch it, Carrie? Because I'm guessing it was better than the pay-per-view match.
It was good.
The pay-per-view match was just blah. It was okay. It wasn't terrible.
The bear hug ruined all momentum of that match. Bad call on creative or booking, whoever.
Yeah, that...
Okay, so was we right that no Randy Orton sighting?
No Randy Orton this week.
Was there a Rusev sighting as the next question?
No Rusev either.
How about Lana?
Yeah, Lana had a tag team match with Tamina against Becky and Charlotte. With Becky and Charlotte winning.
What? No.
Really? That's surprising.
It is surprising that they won.
You know what's nice? I think SummerSlam's going to be going against either the season finale or the penultimate episode of Game of Thrones.
Either way, I'm watching Game of Thrones. Doesn't
Are you coming over for that?
For SummerSlam?
/ Game of Thrones.
Maybe, I don't know, we'll see. Depends on what day it is.
It's a Sunday. It's always a Sunday.
I meant what day Sunday.
It's like the 22nd.
It's the same weekend. Okay, it's the weekend before Heather and Phil's party then.
Yeah, I almost wish that SummerSlam was a week later, so I could be up there to watch it with you guys.
Yeah, that would be fun. We could do a live podcast. That would go well, because the internet would probably burst or something.
Yeah, hell would... Yeah.
All right, I'm satisfied with SmackDown, honestly.
Okay, any more questions for you, Kent?
Nope, I'm as underwhelmed as I was when I began. Although it's nice to hear about Jericho. Like, that sounds about the biggest, importantest thing that happened in the week.
It sounds like we should watch that match, too.
The Shinsuke?
No, that for next week. No, I meant the
Well, I want to watch Shinsuke versus Baron as well.
Yeah.
Wait, did we see the Ascension at all this week?
No Ascension.
God damn it.
You don't see Breeze Dango, you're not going to see the Ascension.
Fair point. Is Daniel Bryan dead?
No, he was there.
Was he?
Remember, he came out and made the match of John Cena versus Shinsuke next week.
Wasn't that Shane McMahon?
No, she said it was Daniel.
Oh.
No, Shane made the triple threat match for the main event last night with Jericho, Styles, and KO.
I pay good attention.
You do.
All right, so you're both up to speed. So let's go into... Ross, who's your man crush this week?
Okay, well, so I didn't watch much wrestling this week, so it's going to be really tough. So I had to take my man crush of the week from Battleground. And my man crush of the week is, thanks to Kent helping me out with this one, I'm going to say Jerry the King Lawler. That's right, King Puppies himself. The reason I'm going to take Jerry King Lawler as my man crush of the week, because he was on Talking Smack and he had a segment. And one of the things he said that he was talking about the rap battle. And during the rap battle, he said something. He was talking about it. I don't remember what exactly why he was saying it, but he got to say he was home with the Downies. Now, I'm pretty sure he meant down with the homies, but he said home with the Downies. And that's just hilarious. And a man that can make me laugh usually makes my man crush of the week.
And that segment actually prompted me and Steve to look up the West Texas Rednecks back in WCW days when they had the hit country song Rap is Crap. Yeah, Mr. Perfect singing. It's if you haven't ever heard it, look it up. You're welcome. Basically, it's going to be
can
the best thing.
You say Rap is Crap? Can you look up Rap is Crap?
Yeah, just look at
okay.
YouTube it. It'll be there. You'll have a good laugh. Trust me.
All right.
It's actually kind of catchy in the worst way possible.
All right. Good pick, Russ. Just interesting story. I actually saw Jerry the King Lawler when I was at AwesomeCon this year. Him and this guy who's doing a wrestling comic book had a panel. Real down-to-earth guy. Real awesome guy. They ran their own Q&A, and you learned a lot about Lawler, a lot about the guy who he's writing a comic book with. Lawler actually does a lot of illustrations for comic books. And apparently the comic book that he's working on with this guy, whose name escapes me right now, like AJ Styles has contributed, Samoa Joe's contributed. It's pretty cool. We spent the rest of the weekend trying to get back to that their booth on the vendor floor so we could actually get the comic book to sign, so Lawler could sign it. The only problem is the line was insanely long and our schedule was already really packed.
You know, speaking of Lawler, him and Ultimate Warrior actually had a feud, I want to say back in 1995 or 96, when Jerry Lawler drew a picture of the Ultimate Warrior in comic book fashion, and that somehow spurned this whole feud. It lasted for a month. It was terrible.
Interesting.
That was Kent's useless fact of the week.
I thought it was an interesting fact. So, I think, guys, we should finish the night off with a couple of games. Kent, you said sounds you had a fun game you wanted to play with us this week. Do you still want to do that, or?
I think I'd rather hold off. I think we have enough substance between, we got Guess the Wrestler, and we may have a week coming up sooner than later.
True, this week coming up.
We already had one game. Let's not inundate our fans with three games in a week. So, we got Guess the Wrestler. I say we just work with that for now.
We also have one we're looking forward to. We're not finished with yet.
Right. We have stuff to work with, and that'll get us to about the hour and a half mark. Carrie, you were pulling the Russ.
All right, fair enough. So
pulling a Russ. I think it's been you lately, buddy, that's been doing it.
Hey, Russ, you're the OG of it.
That's true, I am.
All right, so listeners, that'll be to be determined next week, probably. All right, let's move on to
We have that high of a hope of next week being completely terrible?
Yes, next week's going to be terrible.
Do you even need to ask? Come on now. All right, so guys, now that we've recapped the week, you guys are both up to speed. I've shared my Raw and DC stories. Let's go with our segment of what we are looking forward to in the future. Yes, everyone, it is time for I Am Not Finished With You Yet. For me, I am looking forward to more Jericho. I was so happy to see that man back. Russ, how about you?
I am looking forward to seeing how this Fatal 4-Way is going to play out next week. That's a man meat sandwich, that main event for Summerfest. It's looking enticing.
Do you think there's going to be a man crush out of that match?
There may be a man crush out of that match. Anything leading up to it, there's possibilities.
How about you, Kent?
I'm looking forward to the Emolution of Emma.
The de-evolution.
Yeah, I'm just looking forward to hoping that we see Emma next week. Because, I mean, this is her farewell tour for all intents and purposes, so.
It's true, it is.
And actually, I'm hoping for an Alexa Bliss match. It sounds like I'm going to have to really fish around for a picture for the cover this week for the blog. Normally, I can rely on a photo of Bliss's ass. Now, I got nothing.
You got to let us know if that does spike people going onto the blog.
Fair enough. I will let you know when I look at trends.
Uh-oh. I think I've gone.
You're still here, Russ. Yeah, Russ is gone.
Oh, and I was going to start Guess the Wrestler, too. Well, I think for Alexa, while we're waiting, we can always do Alexa Bliss photos. I'm sure there's one of her sitting in a chair on commentary with a headset over her head. She's wearing a nice leather jacket, hair's down. She looked really cute. She is tiny. Oh my gosh. You can't appreciate how tiny she is until you see her in person. She is small.
And she looks really good in a leather jacket. Wouldn't you agree, Russ?
She looks good in a lot of things.
I mean, I'd like less, but the leather jacket's really good. Plus, I think as Carrie at the very least knows, Mattel's releasing WWE Barbie figurines.
Yes.
And I'm like, I don't care. I'm still going to buy an Alexa Bliss one. I don't care. I'm going to do it.
I thought so. I was like, you're going to buy an Alexa Bliss, aren't you?
I'm putting it already on my wish list. Yeah.
All right, so Russ is back, so let's play Guess the Wrestler, guys. All right, for our listeners, the rules of Guess the Wrestler are one of us picks the wrestler. This week it is my pick, and the other two ask 9 questions, and they get 2 guesses as to who that wrestler is. To get us started tonight, guys, my wrestler is a female and a current superstar.
So you think that would be easy, but do you want to start, Kent?
Yes. I have a question that will really help us out. What color is her hair?
Blonde.
There you go, Russ. I just narrowed down a lot of shit for you.
You really did.
You're welcome.
Okay, but let's make sure. What brand is she on?
Raw brand.
Okay. Does her name begin with Dana and end with Brooke?
No.
Damn it! I'll set you up for the win and the... No.
There goes one. Alright. Has she ever been champion?
No.
Does she... Wait, is she married to a wrestler?
No.
Damn it, it's not Renee either.
Does her name have anything to do with a... What do you... a season?
No.
Oh, damn, there goes summer.
Have we seen her on WWE television over the past month?
Yes.
I'm trying to think. There's not that many people left on this left. She's never been a champion, so... Oh, man. I don't know who the hell it could be.
I don't know if we're focusing too much on the blonde, like if there's some highlights going on or something. I mean, remember the whole Shelton Benjamin debacle?
Oh, man, that screwed us hardcore, too.
Yeah, yeah.
So, she did that on purpose, too.
Yeah, well, all right. Emma can't be it. Bailey can't be it. Does Nia have any
Summer blonde? Rae can't be it.
She's not
Alicia
like most
Fox
girls.
Isn't blonde. She Nia Jax isn't blonde, though. Of course, she could have highlighted her hair this week, and we wouldn't know. And that's what she's playing on.
Yeah, that's true. Foxy, does she have any?
Foxy doesn't have blonde hair.
Okay, neither does Emma.
Paige doesn't, does she? Paige has been champion, doesn't matter.
Right. Okay, so are we basically left with Bliss or Nia or Foxy?
Well, Bliss is a champion now, so...
Oh, yeah, yeah, so... And Foxy was a champion. Ross, ask if she has a Samoan heritage.
Does she have a Samoan heritage?
No.
I don't know who it is, Kent. I don't know any other females on wrestling. That's...
Are we missing, like, a manager or something?
Oh, what's her name? Is she married? Mary, ask if she's married to The Miz.
Oh. Wait, I thought she was a champ, though.
Was she a champ at one point?
I don't know. Does she speak French?
No.
Damn.
Okay, I'm back to I don't know who it could be.
All right. It's not Goldust because he's a dude.
Oh, wait. Okay, I got a question. Is she a wrestler or is she part, like, you know, is she a part of the announcement team or whatever?
She's a wrestler.
Okay, now I'm completely lost. I have no idea who it is.
The fuck are we doing wrong here?
I don't know, because I can't think of any other raw women.
Because Sasha has a forehead, no blonde hair.
Which could be confused, but she's also been champion, so that gets her out, too.
I mean, really, are we really blowing this?
Yeah, I can't think of any other women. We've went through them all.
Because we haven't seen Stephanie in a month, right?
She's been champion, too.
God, you're right. Has she been wrestling on the main roster for 3 years or more?
Yes.
That doesn't help us.
No. Okay.
There's someone that we have seen in the past month on Raw. And Carrie's smirking because we're missing one key element that would give us the answer.
Okay, hold on. I got one more question. Was she on Raw this past week, which we did not see, and none of the other times we would have seen it, like in the last month? So she was on this past week. So yes, she has been on in a month, but Ken and I didn't see it.
Yes.
Damn it. See, okay, so it's someone we can't think of now. I don't know who could be still, though.
And it can't be Mickey.
No, it's because I thought Mickey, but she's champion.
Well, the fuck, man? Not married, like... she's been wrestling for more than 3 years? I don't know, you got anything, any other thoughts here, Russ? I think this is our last question here.
Yeah, I know. I'm... I don't know, because I can't think of any other females on the Raw roster.
All right, I'm going to ask the really hard-hitting question that's not going to help us in any way. Would guys find her hot?
Yes.
All right, we have that to work with, Russ.
All right, so it's almost any of the women.
Except for Nia.
We're skipping Bailey, but Bailey was champion, so that's why we're skipping her, right?
Yeah. Well, what else could have been on Raw this week?
All right, I know this is beyond our questions, but I'm going to ask it anyway. Did she come back for something special, like the Mae Young Classic, and she just showed up on Raw to kind of get it hyped up?
No. Oh,
she ain't okay. Hype.
I don't know. Mickie James is the only person.
Yeah, but she was a champ.
I know.
It's
maybe
still
she made
not.
A mistake.
I mean, it's not Dana. Did Emma change her hair color?
Emma's been champion, hasn't she?
Mm-hmm.
No, she hasn't.
All right, you
Emma.
Know what? Fuck it. I'm going with my girl, Emma.
Yes, it's Emma.
Wow, I can't believe we skipped Emma for that long.
She
wow,
had
she changed
brown
her
hair
color
though. She
yeah.
She's had blonde highlights at one point. If you look up her photo on her Wikipedia page, there is blonde hair. It's basically the same color as mine.
All right, I'll believe it when I see it. Hold on.
Are you looking up her nude photos?
Yes.
Awesome. I mean, that's really good. We did good, Russ.
What's Emma's last name?
Ryder.
They're not married? I don't even think they're dating anymore, actually.
She did have blonde hair highlights, definitely on her Australian professional wrestler page.
Yeah, but didn't she just... Didn't I just, like, have a Emma photo shoot on our blog?
Yeah, she has a lot of blonde hair highlights, so yes.
Are you looking at the nudes?
No, the nudes didn't show up.
Damn it.
But I bet you they will when I get down here a little bit.
Go further.
Further. I don't know why, but Natalia showed up in a picture.
Oh, that's Chang. Terrifying.
Mickey James has shown up now.
Okay.
But no nudes.
I feel disappointed.
She is ugly. Emma's
looking at every photo of Emma. She's always had dirty blonde hair.
Yeah, she has. Emma, look at Emma's. If you get down there far enough, there's a picture of Emma's wrestling figure. It looks awful. She looks like Sasha Banks, like forehead wise.
Oh, that's mean, Russ.
It is mean, but accurate.
I'm looking at
her
photo
Sasha's forehead.
Now.
All right. Well, while you do that, how about we hear what's going on in the world of Nine Deuce this week, Kent? Any announcements for us?
Probably. Let's see. What's today's date? Well, yeah, there's like a lot of stuff because I didn't do anything so far this week. So tomorrow there should be the Battleground review, the Steve and Kent podcast Battleground review, which really didn't talk much about wrestling but still went like 2 hours. There will be a Game of Thrones episode 2 review and podcast. Then there will be our podcast and our regular weekly Nine Deuce. And
which Ken and I have to furiously write now because, oh, we still have to write about it.
Yeah, we still have to write about stuff. It's going to be a really short one, at least.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be fast.
And then probably Monday or Tuesday, there's going to be one blog on two horror movies called The Invitation and We Are Still Here. Both really good horror flicks that never made it to the theater. They're available on Netflix right now. If if you want like a thoughtful horror movie, The Invitation is really good. It has John Carroll Lynch. And if you want something with like a creepy house and some creepy townspeople, We Are Still Here fits the bill. So there's that. So actually, a busy week. It kind of sucks. Thanks for asking.
All right, everyone. Check out all of that. And if you want to get in touch with us, you can email us, visit Facebook, Twitter. We're on all of those. And you can find links to all those pages, I believe, on our... on the website, 9deuce.com. Well, I guess, guys, that's just about does it. So... for Kent, Russ, and myself, we wish you all good night, and we will talk to you again next week.
Goodbye, all.
Like, yeah, she does have some highlights in the front. This aqua-colored bikini just isn't quite doing it for me. But the purple, I'm kind of digging. So, there is that. And, yeah, have a good night.
I can't believe she's never been champion.
Or nude.